democracynow.org.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Our frequency celebrates diversity.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Archives of your favorite local programming are available online at ckuw.ca/schedule.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, and we acknowledge that we are broadcasting on Treaty 1 territory, the traditional and ancestral home of the Anishinaabe, Innuwak, Dakota, and Anishinaabe peoples, and the homeland of the Red River Métis. For the 11th of March. Yes, the month is trundling along. Pretty soon it'll be the Ides of March, but that's not for a while yet. We also have to get to through Friday the 13th, if that sort of thing gets you excited. You don't need to worry today. For the next little while, for the next 3 hours, you're going to hear some of the best in the world of jazz. My name's Keith Black, and as always, this is Voyage. And until 1 o'clock live, you get some of the best in the jazz world. We stream live and archive at ckuw.ca, so it's possible for you to be listening to this other than just in front of your device at home, or even today or whenever. So however you got to be here, I'm delighted that you are. As always, it will be the mix of different styles and moods of jazz. I have to say that most weeks that's really quite true, and I'm all over the map, so to speak. Today it's really going to be all over the map. There are all sorts of things that are quite conventional and then pretty funky too. I'll talk about the overall playlist, and then I'll go back in more detail. Oh, and by the way, before I get started, in a little while, maybe just after the first set of tracks that I play, if you're not doing anything on Saturday night and you'd like to hear some jazz and have a good time at an event, I have a couple of tickets to the Jazz Cabaret at the Unitarian Church on Wellington Crescent, just over the Maryland Bridge in River Heights. And there they have an event regularly, a jazz cabaret that has sort of a cash bar as well. It's a good way to spend a Saturday night. And if you are interested, it's a cabaret with the River City Syncopators. And the subtitle is 1920s Vintage Jazz. I'm not quite sure how they interpret that or whatever, but that's the subset. And I'll be giving away a couple of tickets in a little later into the show, as I say, maybe after the first set. But so if you aren't doing anything Saturday night and you'd like to take advantage of those free tickets, I'll give you details in a little while. But to go through the playlist just briefly, I'm starting off with a brand new album by trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, who has got a great new album called Landings. And following that, guitarist Bill Frisell, who is has, I think he's got sort of a CW twinge somewhere, but this is a really neat new album of his. Following that, I move a little bit to one of the edges of the jazz world, I guess, with a sort of a punk jazz group called the Mesthetics, with saxophonist James Brandon Lewis. This is really out there stuff. It's really, really funky. And following that, switched back to a different style with Norwegian saxophonist Marius Neset with a brand new album with a big band. And following that, my historical segment, you know, a few weeks ago, I've played a couple of historical segments that had Dave Holland on bass. And I dug out an earlier one of Dave Holland, who is still alive, by the way. That's very, really nice to know. But he had an album from earlier on that is really neat. And I'm going to play that or part of that as my historical segment coming up. Following that, the latest release from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra with Sean Irvin as the guest, and I'll talk about that again later on. Then saxophonist Jan Rabagon with his brand new album. These are brand new, right off the within the last few days even. And then one that's been out, well, I mean, maybe for a month or so now, with the pianist Chris Davis from the Solastalgia Suite album. And I'll talk more about that, too. That'll be the end of the show. That's a long way from now. Let's get back to the start. Ingrid Jensen is a very active trumpeter. She has worked all over Canada and in many different configurations. But she has a new quartet release called Landings, and it has Gary Versace on organ, Marvin Sewell on guitar, and Jan Wicken on drums. And as the note says, they can go from 0 to 60 at the drop of a hat. So they have a wide range of moods and styles in this brand new album, and I think it's really neat. Ingrid Jensen and her sister Christine are, I think they're from Nanaimo, and they have just been major figures in the Canadian jazz world and beyond. And so it's nice to see this new release by trumpeter Ingrid and her quartet. So here is a trio of tracks from Landings, Handmaiden's Tale, the title track Landings, and then The Worker's Dance. Here is Ingrid Jensen. trumpeter Ingrid Jensen with three tracks from her brand new album called Landings. And she's a great talent, and is nice to see her on out as a leader on this latest album, and that's really good. You'll hear more of that. It just came out just really recently. And let me see now. I'm going to play next, move to another brand new album by guitarist Bill Frisell. It's called In My Dreams, and apparently brought to his mind, inspired by a dream he had many, many years ago about hooded figures showing him things about what the world should really look like and whatever else. And I gather the dream made a massive impact on him, and it's the title of this new album. His new album has his longtime trio, which has bassist Thomas Morgan and drummer Rudy Royston. And they are joined by a string ensemble, which has violinist Jenny Scheinman, who's done a lot of jazz work before, along with violist Avon Kang and cellist Hank Roberts, all of whom have performed on other jazz albums, including other albums of Frisell's in the past. But this is a neat, it's a live studio album called In My Dreams, just out a few days ago. And I'm going to play three tracks from it. Now, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you're not doing anything on Saturday night, there I have two tickets in my hot little hand here for Jazz Cabaret at the Unitarian Church just over the bridge into River Heights off the Maryland Bridge for Saturday night at 8 o'clock. And there are the subtitle is Vintage Jazz from the 1920s, and that certainly is vintage jazz, all right. And but this will be on Saturday, and I have two tickets. If you're interested, you can call 774-6577. That same number you used when you phoned in your pledge during Fund Drive, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And but if you phone that 774-6877, now the phone is right next to me and in the studio here. It doesn't ring, obviously, in the studio. It flashes, the light flashes. So you can make the light flash if you phone that, 204-774-6877. If you would like to win the two tickets to the Jazz Cabaret on Saturday night at the Unitarian Church with the River City Syncopators. And I have two tickets here, and once I start the music and can answer the phone, then you can phone 204-774-6877. And now, while you may be doing that, here's guitarist Bill Frisell with three tracks from his brand new album. The first one is called Trapped in the Sky. The second one is called When We Go. And the third one is the title track of the album, In My Dreams. Bill Frisell. One moment, please. Nothing is happening when I push the button to get this started, so hang on. I'm going to try something else. Well, I apologize for the dead air, and I have to tell you, it doesn't look like you're going to be listening to Bill Frisell because I can't get the album to play. And I don't know, sometimes technology defeats me or defeats all of us. There's no reason why it shouldn't. It's showing that it's playing, but then it stops, and I don't know why. So for the moment, I'm going to have to put that aside and go back to something else. And so I will change the mood here substantially and move it along to another brand new release, which features, hang on just a minute, because I'm now behind in my notes. Isn't it the adventure of live radio? It's always exciting because you never quite know what's going on or what can go on. This is a brand new record with saxophonist James Brandon Lewis, and he's teamed up with a group called the Mesthetics. Now, the Mesthetics were formed 10 years ago by New York-based guitarist Anthony Pirog and the rhythm section from the iconic post-hardcore band Fugazi, which is bassist Joe Lally and drummer Brendan Canty. They became friends, have worked together with a band that has defied any sort of decent definition. And people say punk, jazz, rock, whatever. It's it's unnecessary to define. The result is something really cool. This album, this is the second album with the Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis, and it's called Deface the Currency. And I'm hoping that it plays when I start, because the Frisell one was a disaster. So let's go with, the Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis from the album called Deface the Currency. Here's the title track plus a couple of other ones. This is very interesting because this has never happened to me before, and I'm trying to figure out how to get something to play in the meantime while I try and sort this out. So I apologize. There's going to be a little bit of dead air here while I try and find a way to get some music to play for you while I'm trying to figure out what this problem is, and I apologize for this. I will be as quick as I can. We'll be right back. let's see if anything has worked its way out here. I've tried a few of my limited technical skills. Let's see if we can get Bill Frisell back. Yoo-hoo, Bill, where are you?
Thank you.
Well, there he goes. You did get to hear Bill Frisell after all. I cannot explain what happened there, but the old adage, if things aren't working, turn them off and reboot them and see what happens. Well, I rebooted everything I could think of, and there was Bill Frisell. So sometimes the old simple rules are the best. And you're listening to Voyage, hopefully uninterrupted from here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. The program is Voyage. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 live here on Wednesdays. Streamed and archived at ckuw.ca. And again, the wide variety of the jazz world is laid out for you every Wednesday morning. And here's a great example of that, because moving from what you just heard, which is sort of, CW, that's Frisell's, he could play anything, but there's a little country edge to a lot of what he does. And prolific talent, been around for a long time, and guitarist who's played with just about everybody. But now moving along, as I mentioned, when things were up in the air, or not up in the air, depending on how you interpret that. The Mesthetics, sort of a punk jazz, hard to define trio with James Brandon Lewis on saxophone, who can play just about anything. But they really have developed an edge. Here is what I was hoping to have to play when I couldn't get Bill Frisell to pay attention to me. Here is the Mesthetics and James Brandon Lewis from the album called Deface the Currency. Here's the title track, hopefully, and a couple more. By the way, the tickets for Saturday night's jazz program are still available if anybody's interested for the Jazz Cabaret at the Unitarian Church on Saturday. I've got two free tickets, phone 774-6877, and I will take your information and you can have the tickets.